Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with colleague Josh Rogan, writes global opinions for the Washington Post, about Chinese spying, penetrating the telecoms, penetrating the defenses of the U.S. government, penetrating the FBI defenses, penetrating the defenses around the FISA court, the counterintelligence operations, criminal investigations. Chinese have gotten in all the systems. There's very little that they haven't had access to. The unknown is how long have they been inside the systems, and when is Verizon and the other telecoms going to tell their customers? Here's Josh to talk about the FISA court part of this. How far in did they get to the FISA court, and what is to be done? More of this tonight.
That's right. This is a new breach, a new threat, a new vulnerability that the U.S. government intelligence community had not anticipated. That's what Marco Rubio said this weekend on Face the Nation. And what Senate Intel Chairman Mark Warner told me was that this is the biggest breach, intelligence breach, in his time on the intelligence community, which is a pretty long time. Now, what Congressman Kristen Morthy, who is the ranking Democrat on the House Select Committee on China, said to me is that the telecoms need to tell us what's going on, and they're not doing that. And he also said the U.S. government needs to tell us what's going on, and they're not doing that, so that people can take countermeasures, so that people can know that their phones are vulnerable and adapt, if nothing else, and also to start to investigate how this happened, and more importantly, how do we fix it? And there are no answers to those questions, at least as far as our leading lawmakers are aware of.
I'm looking at my iPhone right now. Is it completely vulnerable? Is there anything that we can do?
Not completely. So your calls, and again, it's not to say that the Chinese government is necessarily targeting you, John, although if I were them, I would want to know what's in your head and in your phone. But perhaps they're not targeting you, perhaps they're not targeting me, but they have the ability to get your calls and your text messages. They don't have the ability to get your encrypted app communications like WhatsApp and Signal, or your iMessages, because lo and behold, Apple doesn't comply with this warrant system inside the telecoms. They just never agreed to put backdoors into their encryption that have allowed this to happen. And that's what's really going on here. We put backdoors into our telecom system for the government after 9/11 so that they could spy on Americans with legal warrants. And the bad guys figured out how to get through that backdoor, and they don't care about legal warrants. And that's where we are.
What does this mean about the FISA court? Is it compromised as well?
That is the big open question. I do not know. I don't think the FBI knows. And because the FBI, when they use warrants to hunt for spies, they use this exact system. It stands to reason the Chinese might be aware of all of those investigations, every federal investigation that involves wiretapping. We don't know. So if they do, that means that, you know, every federal investigation, every counterintelligence operation could now be compromised, which is a pretty big, I mean, a gargantuan problem for the intelligence community and for the FBI, separate from the fact that they're spying on all of our leaders in real time right now.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.